Here's your Forbes Daily Briefing for Monday, July 26th. Today on Forbes, ex-military cyber experts to take game-changing $1.5 billion startup public. Tyson's Corner in Virginia is exactly what you expect a city on the edge of the Beltway to be. Full of gray high-rises and opaque windows, cars dopplering along the freeways, pedestrians quietly making their way to nondescript workplaces, where companies carry out all manner of wild technological missions for the U.S. federal government and armed forces. Inside one of Tyson's mirrored monoliths sits Jason Crabtree, the CEO and co-founder of Complex, spelled Q-O-M-P-L-X, a $1.4 billion valued cybersecurity startup with $96 million in revenue, could have disappeared into the world of government contracting like so many here do, supporting the military intelligence complex without the attention or fanfare they might have received in Silicon Valley or New York. But the 35-year-old ex-military cyber operative and Afghanistan war vet is a scruffier, scrappier outlier compared to the other chief executives down the road. And he has big ambitions. He wants to not only give government agencies cyber tools that could be used to go on offense and play defense, he also wants to protect the private industry from catastrophic attacks. Even John Q. Public will be able to fight off everyday data thieves using a free tool that detects vulnerabilities on the world's most popular websites. To speed that process, Complex is joining the stampede of companies, skipping the IPO process, and joining the New York Stock Exchange via a special purpose acquisition company merger with Tailwind Acquisition, the blank check company formed by Casper CEO Philip Krim. Complex announced three acquisitions in March alone: insurance cybersecurity specialist Teich, digital defense and intelligence supplier Centaur Inc., and DARPA contractor Hyperion Gray. Its growing roster of advisors and board members includes Dan Geer, chief of information security at the CIA's investment arm InQtel. For full coverage, check out Thomas Brewster's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.